Matt McLaren, David Newberry, and we do this from time to time when something just really kind of irritates the crap out of us, and lately it has been happening to me on the frickin' roadways. I would just like to know, I would like everybody out there, if you were listening right now, you suck at driving. It seems like everybody that I know is a worse driver than I am. Like, how do you not have common sense at a four-way stop? There's one up here at Maple, and I think it's Cedar Springs. Literally right down here where the light's out right now, so it's that flashing red light, and people don't know what to do.
Yes.
How do you not know what to do? If somebody is at the stop sign when you get there, it's not your turn, you idiot.
I've been almost hit twice.
Oh.
Because I was not even at a four-way stop. I was at a two-way stop. People were pulling out of parking lots, and I was turning left from the left turn lane to cross traffic. The people that were to my right that were simply either you turn right to go into flow traffic
right, or
you have to cross it to make the same left that I want to do. I start going to the left. One time I was trying to U-turn. The person, two people come out of the parking lot.
Okay.
And turn left and almost hit me
wow, as
I'm turning left. They almost hit me like
that's special
with me. And it's just, then they look at you like, what are you doing? And you don't have the right of way in traffic.
No.
And people's ignorance to not yield when they are coming on and off a freeway blows my mind as well.
It is amazing how people don't know how to do
when
this.
When you're driving on the service road, the feeder street.
Right,
and your
the frontage
exit,
road.
Yeah, you have a yield sign. People coming off the freeway are coming faster than you.
Yeah.
Pay attention. I can't stand the people that will try to...
I have a reason,
though. They don't even pay attention to it, and they try to hit you and vice versa when you're trying to get on.
I have a big dent in my passenger door from where somebody hit me when they were parking and didn't leave a note. So yield signs, like coming off the interstate, I've got all the momentum. It's going to hurt you a lot more. So I almost got a guy the other day, because if you don't yield, the law requires you to yield. If I hit you coming off the interstate and you don't yield, it's your fault, no matter what. So, I mean, I almost got one the other day where this guy didn't yield, and I was like, yeah! And he slammed on his brakes and just flipped me off, and I was like, what? What, do I need to get out of my car and offer you to... And here, I pulled up the Texas state traffic laws online here, and this is what it says about yielding. The law is quite simple. If you're on the frontage road, you must yield to traffic exiting or entering the freeway.
Exactly.
It covers all entrance and exit ramps, even if there are no yield signs.
Yeah,
but that doesn't excuse you from driving defensively. That doesn't mean you have every right to just plow into the guy because you got a yield sign.
No,
yes.
I'm not trying to hit somebody. I need to get into that lane. And he didn't yield. I didn't see him.
I mean, you're right. I'm just saying, you know, you still got to drive defensively.
Well, the two rights.
I'll drive defensively.
Wrong,
if you're in my freaking lane and I need to get there, I want somebody to pay for my door. And there's a lot of people out there like me.
The real dangerous
one. Since the first person didn't.
The real dangerous one, and you see this a lot in Texas, is when you are trying to get onto the freeway,
yes,
you want to. But to do that, you first have to yield to people coming off of the freeway. And so you have people coming off as you're trying to get on. And it's almost like the people on the service road don't have the awareness of that going on, and that's where a lot of the wrecks almost happen, because they're accelerating and they're not paying attention. They think that everyone else is going to slow down for them, and it's kind of just the way our society has come to think overall. Is me first mentality. You react to
me. But this is like basic stuff. Like, I'm wondering, I know that now, kids now that learn how to drive are taught in a different way than I was, but most people
out
there...
Doesn't that make you feel old when you say that?
Yeah, it does,
kind
of. Kids
now.
But it's true. Like, I mean, I used to have to go to this driver school thing, and I think now, like, the parent can teach you, but if your parent's a crappy driver, you're going to teach your kid how to be a crappy driver, and the problem never gets solved. The thing of it is, if you are speeding up to get onto the interstate, you yield to the cars that are already on there. You don't just get to fly onto the interstate and be like, oh, why, you're in the slow lane, I get to go faster than you. No, moron. Again, since you're on the right side of me and it's my passenger door that needs fixed, if I'm in that lane, I could slow down and let you over, but you're required to by law.
Right. If unfortunately, we were to get in an accident, you would be the person that would be at fault.
So that's the one thing, and I don't understand these people. There's another thing about it where...
Oh, you know, I hate to cut you off right here, but one of the problems is there's a lot of people, and this is one of those things that you have to be careful saying, there are a lot of people that did not take defensive or driving classes in this country from this country.
That's
and
true.
So there are a lot of people that do not observe the Texas traffic laws because they just don't know them.
Well, I wonder if they're doing... If the class is like, I thought you had to take a test when you go to get your license, you know, and it ought to be something that's required more often.
Yeah, but there's how many people here have said required test or taken that required test? Because I know there's a lot of people here that are driving without insurance.
Oh, yeah, there is.
And so you're
probably the guy that hit my door and
a lot of people that are probably driving without a legal license.
One of the other things that drives me nuts on the interstates around here is when you are getting onto the interstate and the car in front of you decides, oh my God, they're going 70 miles an hour. I better get on going 25 just to be cautious. Mm-hmm.
That is the worst. And they're just going to get you hit.
That is so dangerous.
This happens a lot on the tollway when you're trying to drive in the left lane, but you get the person that's going slow, driving the exact same speed as the person to their right.
Yes.
And it's like two lead blockers going down the tollway, and they won't, one of them, and then what also bothers me is when that finally happens and you try to accelerate to pass someone, the person that you're passing will speed up and not allow you to get around them.
Play a little defense.
Yeah, you're trying to simply keep going.
See, I only do that if you irritated me like further down the road. Like if there was some way, like if you're right on my ass when we're driving down the highway, and then like the lane next to me is completely open, but for some reason you didn't go around me and you're just right on me, then when you try to go around me, I'll speed up and block you.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
Or if I'm bored and I'm driving, I do that because I find it amusing.
I had a pretty good story.
I'm that guy.
You made me think of this. In California, there's a lot of traffic, obviously, and it's a battle for every inch. One of the major problems that they have is they don't have protected left-hand arrow turns, and they don't have turning. A lot of their streets are so narrow, they don't have turning lanes either. And so you have to count to 1,001, 1,002 before you start going at a red light because of how many people are turning at the yellows, and you'll get drilled. Well, I was entering the 110 freeway, which is going north to Pasadena, and I had these rich, like, little whatever. Calm down a little bit, but getting on the freeway.
It's getting flustered.
Yeah, because you're stumbling.
Come on, hit somebody.
I have the right of way, and I'm entering it, and I'm driving an old 4Runner that doesn't have accelerator. It's not very fast.
Right.
He's driving an M3, and he's all over me to try to get in. And I'm like accelerating, and then he flies around me on the shoulder and stops on the entrance ramp. And he's like, get out of the car. Like,
seriously?
Yeah, and it was him and his little buddy, and they're like 5'7", 120 pounds. And so.
And you got out, and you're 5'8", 140.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Well, I recently had a flat tire, and I had my tire iron in my hand. I mean, like, it was like right in between my seats. So I grabbed my tire iron, and because the way that the freeway is designed so way, I climbed out through my sunroof ran down the hood of my car and with the tire iron. And right when they saw it, they both said, oh, got back in their
cars. They're like, oh, bleep, that's David Newberry. Get in the car.
And, you know, it's impossible to tell a story with you.
I know.
You're the biggest train wreck of a human being when it comes to the storytelling.
My wife hates it.
Literally, like... My chance to be funny. I've waited all day for this joke. Here it comes.
That was a good one.
And anyway, so to finish the story I was trying to tell you, I crow hopped and threw the tire iron through his back windshield.
And it broke and went into their car? Did it shatter it?
Well, you going to make a joke?
No.
Is it time for another one or can I finish my story?
I don't know. It depends on what you say.
Yes,
I don't
write
these straight down.
Through
it
the,
just happened.
It went straight through the back of the windshield.
But doesn't this take you down another road where you can't get too angry at some drivers now because you kind of got to get worried about getting shot?
Yes, exactly. It does. And that, you're exactly right. And after
who it is.
A, it was not...
Not
the,
me.
It was not the best decision in the world because I just
Why
got rid
that?
Of my weapon, you know?
Right.
And so, and they have it now. But it was definitely just an impulsive...
But we all have those fantasies where, like, we get out of the car and our arm turns into a shotgun and we're just like, oh, yeah, and you just... you know, take care of the guy. But
with all this technology, why don't we have recurrencies on the internet for drivers? Because people don't know the rules anymore. Why don't we just have freaking recurrencies? Have you? I mean, I haven't done anything since I was 16 years old.
The hell is a recurrency?
I have no idea. It sounds like some fake.
Thanks for asking that.
Some
I didn't
fake
know
form
either.
Of money.
Yeah.
I thought you were
recurrency
talking about
is
like
where you go
like a continuing education.
Man, you
like
guys.
A continuing
okay.
Education.
That's
CD.
Where you go back.
God, you and your big words, Alexi. And
I know.
What the hell?
Check up on updating that you still know the law. That's a recurrency. So
like a continuing education.
Yes. Your license could run out and expire at a certain point, and if you don't...
you could get anyone to take it for you. I mean,
well,
you just
no. Make it so that if you haven't recurred... Like, you know how you register your vehicle every year?
Renewed. I think you're saying renewed.
Yeah. But if you don't...
I'm not sure recurred's a word.
I think you're
you had to work in the airport. Y'all had to work at the airport.
Somebody look up recurrency.
About.
I think that's
yeah,
a fake word.
Yeah, please look it up. No, it's a real word.
I don't think so.
And so, look. Why can't you just make it where your driver's license becomes revoked at that point, and then when they get pulled over, they go to jail till they do it again?
Because half our drivers are
great.
Already driving without
right.
a
great.
License.
Let's
so
do
they
it.
Don't
great.
Care.
Great.
They don't care.
Great.
So now you're
go
punishing the people that actually do their what it takes to continue, that actually renew their driver's
huh?
license, keep it in good standing. The people
there's
that
no renewing
don't
after
need
that.
It.
You don't
look,
take a
this whole conversation went
it.
South with the word recurrency. After that, that's all
no,
I got.
No, it went
gun,
south
right?
with you.
Yeah, I know. All right, so there it is. A little ball
thanks,
busting.
David.
Couple of kicks to the groin.